When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. Tune in each week to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, hosted by Author James T. Deshay. Tune in and dial in Tuesday, 6 p.m., 657-383-0309, Thursday, 6 p.m., 347-855-8867, and Saturdays, 8 p.m., 657-383-0309, all times Eastern. James is the author of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, and also Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. We talk about everything that's happening in our world, anything that impacts the lives of our listeners. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, email us at djames82@aol.com or call 407-394-9819 for more information. That's Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, heard here on your favorite radio station, Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network.
Welcome, everybody. This is your host, James T. Deshay, brought to you by Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network, and we're here with Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. And you know I was come here excited to talk to you, and now that we're every day, it just allows me to just have a great time every day and looking forward to you in afternoons at 6 p.m., Sunday through Friday, and 8 p.m. on Saturdays. And today is no different. The only difference about today is this really excites me. I get to meet some new people. I get to meet people who are out there making things happen. I get to invite them on the show and allow you to meet them and allow us to have an impact in their lives and in the lives of everyone that surrounds them, because we just want to bring light to those people who are out there making things happen. And today is no different. We have an outstanding opportunity to talk to a young lady who's living her dream. And it's just exciting to talk to people who know what their direction is, what their journey is, and what's going on around them and their world. And they be excited, you know, and that's what we want to do. We want to be excited about life, excited about our journey, excited about participating in what's going on in the world around us. And today is one of those days that we're taking the opportunity to be excited about someone special. And she is truly someone special. So I want to introduce to you Mercy Hollis Baptiste. Miss Baptiste, are you out there?
Yes, I am.
Well, I am so glad. I am so glad that I found you, and I want to tell you that once I listened to your music, I was so excited, and I want to introduce your music to my audience today. But before we introduce the music to them, I want you to just to give us some background and tell us what's going on in your life and how did you reach this point and what it is that you're trying to accomplish now.
Oh, wow. Well, I've been an aspiring artist I've always wanted to sing since I was 4 years old. I used to, my parents are pastors. My dad's a pastor, Pastor James E. Hollis Sr., and my mother, she was a musician. And I had a singer, but I found it being a struggle, especially going through my younger years, trying to find that social balance of trying to be a Christian and trying to be a music artist. And for a while I thought maybe I could perhaps do secular music because the things that I wanted to sing and talk about, though, you know, I didn't think that the gospel industry would embrace it. And then when I did actually have opportunities, I actually got presented a contract many, many moons ago from Warner Brothers. I was not provocative enough for them. And through a series of several events, I was a single mama for 7 years before I came married. Through a series of several events, I just became depressed and ignored my dream. And something ignited about a year and a half ago. A record label had reached out to me wanting me to shoot a video. And from that moment, they presented me a music contract. And now, to bring things full speed ahead, God has really blessed it. I realized that gospel music really doesn't have any sound or boundaries because we still go through the same things as Christians as any other person. And I just made up in my mind, why not talk about love? Why not talk about the things that we go through in life? Why not discuss those things as Christians, but come from a Christian point of view? And so here I am, living out my dreams. I'm an advocate for anti-bully awareness, pursuing my gospel music as a full-time career. And I'm still balancing being married and a mother of four.
Wow. Now, you really threw for me, well, a mother of four, and you're doing all this? Oh, that is outstanding. I just love to hear people who are doing things in so many different facets of their lives because it shows that, you know, a lot of people don't have any excuses. When you're trying to maximize your dream and you have all those other things going on, that just shows that, you know, people should have no excuse. I have published two books. And just like you, I wanted to be different. I wanted to suggest to the world that men have the ability to write about love and romance and talk about their deepest feelings. So both of my books are related to love and romance and life. And I just like the way you talk about what you're doing. And when I was introduced to both of your videos or some of your music, it was just so upbeat and uplifting. I just enjoyed what you were doing, and then when you told me you were, I hope you don't get mad at me, when you told me you were 40 and I saw all those moves that you were doing on those videos, I'm thinking, you know, I thought you were real young. You know,
let me clarify, I'm almost 40. I'm still in the 30 club. That's, you know, I turned 40 in November. Just saying.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. The moves that I saw you doing on them videos were woo! I don't even remember when I could move like that. So it is just real nice to see that you are doing some fantastic things. What I'm going to do before I go to my callers, because we already got some callers out there who look like they want to talk to you, let's give them a little bit of your music, a taste of your music, so they'll know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to have my producer. To go ahead and play that first song for us.
Okay, great.
Get inspired.
Believe it or not, my children inspire me. My children inspire me a lot. I have my age range of my kids are between 18 and 3. And yeah, I know, right? Big gap. 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 18, 15, 8, and 3. Yeah.
Okay.
In that order. And so what really inspired me to do music in the style that I do, I listen to today's music in the secular realm, and I'm like, the music is horrible. The lyrics are awful. And believe it or not, music has an impact on our youth. Music has a huge impact on our youth. And so I wanted to create positive music that a child that was, you know, trying to balance a social life of being a Christian and being young, as they call young, fly, and save, I wanted to create that type of music that they could listen to. And so that's what was my inspiration of saying, hey, gospel music doesn't really have a particular sound. If Jesus can speak through a donkey, he can definitely speak through an 808 beat. So I decided to incorporate those beats into my music.
And that is so true. I think that we have to reach out to people, and you know, everybody has a different ear. So that if you have a different sound that reaches a certain audience, and you have a good message, that's what's important. Now we have a few people on the line. We're going to go out and see who's out there, who's listening to us today, and see if they have any questions and that they would like to ask, or what do they want to add to the conversation. We're going to go first to 5649. 5649, give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, yes, this is Chantel Arrington.
Hey, Mercy Jay.
Hey, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Oh, great.
All right. Well, it's glad to have you on our show. And what would you like to ask or say in regards to this new artist that we found that we want to give some highlights to this afternoon?
I just appreciate your music. We tell you that Sunday after Sunday, regularly at church, at Judah Kingdom Life Ministry. Woo-hoo! Pastor Kenthia Arrington is our pastor. I just want to say that I enjoy your music. It's very positive. It's very inspirational. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep allowing God to use you.
Mercy Jane.
We love you.
Mercy Jane.
And that's Jeremy.
Well, I love you too. That's my church members chiming in. Yes, I am a member of Judah Kingdom Life Ministries. Pastor Kenthia Arrington is my pastor. And I'm one of the worship leaders at the church, and I love it because our pastor allows us and embraces our diverseness in our music culture. So we do traditional worship, but she definitely allows us to really tap into our talents through dance, through music ministry, through whatever way that it is. She allows us to really, take it there to the young people on the level that they really truly can digest.
Yes.
And that's what is important. It's important that we find a way to reach out to the young people with everything that's going on around our country. There has to be a way to reach them where they are. And if your lyrics and your music is doing that, then we need to highlight that and make it so that not only the people in Orlando are able to experience it, but we want people all over the country to experience it and be able to be motivated by it, not only to just by listening to it, but having you inspire them to reach their dreams as well as you go after yours.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there is no, and just to inspire someone, there is no time frame when it comes to you pursuing your dream and working out what God calls you to be. I was at a convocation service, and a bishop said 70 is the new 50. I said, well, I'm not 70, God, but, it's not too late is all I'm saying. You know, sometimes people feel like, and I did, I felt like I missed the time frame, I missed the mark, I missed my season. But when it's yours, man can't define when it's your season. Only God can. So if you have to wait, then that's what you do. But don't let age be the reason why you don't pursue what God has called you to be.
And that is so true and so awesome. And that's what we try to relate to people here on Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. It's about being a part of society and making sure that your voice is heard and making sure that you aspire to greatness. And certainly that's why we have you on today, is because I was just excited about what you were doing to make your dreams come true. And we wanted our audience to hear about you and so that they can be inspired as well. We have a few other callers on. Let's go to the phone lines again. We have 3334. Give us your name and where you're calling from, and let us know what it is you're thinking, what questions you might want to ask.
Hi, this is Audrey from Lakeland, Florida, and I'm just joining in, but I heard all the excitement and just a little bit of the information from your guest speaker. So I just wanted to just share a word of encouragement. Continue to be blessed. Continue to do what the Lord has called you to do. I understand you have a family, but yet Mr. Deshae said you can move like lightning, and just continue blessings. It just goes to show you that the Lord has established a good plan for each of us. And if we're willing to trust him and walk out on faith and do that, he will be true to his word as a provider and protector. And in your case, just letting you live your dream. So continue to do what you're doing and inspiring others and blessing others. And may you also be continued to be blessed.
Wow, and Audrey is used to us calling people to action. So what my call to action is going to be today is, I'm going to ask you to give the audience your website address and the information that they can use to get your music or listen to your music firsthand, and how they can support you on your journey to share your talent with everybody. So right now, let's just take a break and have you tell them how they can reach out to you and support you.
Absolutely. You can visit my website, which is www.immercyj.com. Again, that's immercyj.com. You can also feel free to stop by my Facebook page. I am under Mercy J Music, and the J is just the letter J, not the full spelling. So you can find me on Facebook under Mercy J Music. There you will find all of the events that I do. Also, always either drop like some sort of golden nugget or a snippet of an event that I did. And those are ways that you can reach me as well. And also, being that I am an advocate for anti-bully awareness, I definitely like to cater to the youth and those who like to support anti-bullying awareness. It's an organization called Stand With Deuce. And Deuce is spelled D-U-C-E. That's under the care of GPO Productions, which is my management team. If they can go like the page on Facebook, Stand With Deuce, that would be awesome as well.
Well, I tell you what, I remember you talking about bullying. And why don't you give us, why is that something that just touches your heart? So why is that something you're focused on and something you want to bring to the light in our country?
Okay, and that's a real, I'm actually glad you're asking this question. My management team made the suggestion that I needed to diversify my platform, because when they asked me how far did I wanted to go, where did I see myself, I said I wanted to spread the ministry internationally. That's what I wanted to do. And I know that was a big vision, but that's where I pictured it. And he says, well, you have to diversify your market. You can't just stay in the gospel arena. That's like preaching to the choir. You know, people that like gospel music will buy gospel music, but how are you going to reach the lost, you know? And so they was like, why don't you support something like anti-bullying? And I am all down for anti-bullying, but when I first initially heard it, I kind of didn't think I could have a personal connection with it, because though I don't agree with the bullying, I just didn't have a personal, you know, to say to move behind that with passion. And I was listening to some of the music that's out there, and I asked my daughter, my 15-year-old, what was her opinion on some of this music that she's hearing. And she just says, actually, something like that would have helped her. And so that intrigued me, and I asked her, well, why is that? She says, because I was bullied in school, and I thought about killing myself when I was 8 years old. And when I heard that, that really floored me, because I didn't realize how up close and personal this was. I talk to my children every day. I ask them, how was their day? How was their grade? How is school? You know, I'm all up in their Kool-Aid. So I was really stunned when my 15-year-old said that she thought about killing herself. And I was like, man, this is in my house. You know, my daughter was bullied, and she thought about committing suicide. And then you look at the suicide rate of girls between the ages of 18 and 14 have the highest rate of suicide when it comes to adolescents that are being bullied in school. And so I became a very strong advocate for this because people shouldn't be badgered because of their differences. They shouldn't be looked down upon because of their differences. Everyone should embrace the fact that we're different, and we should be okay with the fact that we're just, God made us all differently. And when he made us perfectly in the way that he saw fit.
All right. Andre, what would you like to say about that? I know you are definitely an advocate of humanity and life and living life in a Christian manner. What do you think about her campaign or her desire to have an impact on bullying in our society?
I think it truly is commendable, and I do appreciate her sharing that she found that to be in her household, and I think that's a revelation for us all to take away. And your sharing that is greatly appreciated. You know, we are all here trying to do our very best, and like you said, you have a great relationship with your family members. And yet sometimes things occur that we're not aware of and surely that we do not support. And for you to take a stand, hopefully it'll help prevent someone in the future from finding themselves in the situation to take such drastic steps. And here your daughter is being raised in a Christian family. It just let us know that we as Christians have more work to do, continue to do what we're doing, and each time that we are faced with something like this, take steps just like you are to make a difference. I'll share personally, when my son was in high school, and he just turned 36 this year, so it's been many years ago. But, you know, I had found out that children at school wanted to fight him only because of the fact that he was really outgoing, popular, athlete, scholarships even for his athletic talents that God had gifted him with. But I was very concerned because, of course, he didn't want me to come to the school as mom and try to break things up. But, you know, I reached out to the principal because, again, we never know what children may be bringing with them to school, weapons, and I just didn't want my son to be caught up in something that would have actually taken his life. And, again, bullying relates to that directly as well as indirectly. So kudos to you, and, again, continued blessings to you for what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We got a few other callers out there, so we want to get everybody in here before we play another one of your selections. 5625, 5625, give us your name and where you're calling from.
Ooh, hey, James, this is Kathy calling from California. How you guys doing? Great topic. I came in kind of late, but I did hear the song. Excellent song. I was walking, so I had like a little bounce to my walk. So I think that's a great thing because we need music like that even to work out with. So kudos to that young lady. And as she was talking about her age doesn't matter with the Lord. I think it's just her season and to go forth and do what God has called her to do, which is to be a voice to the nation. And the point about bullying, I also talk to kids about bullying because my two kids were actually bullied through school, my niece, and the same thing as the previous caller. I tried to go up there, but the kids wouldn't let me, so I did. I also had to reach out to the principal to try to see what we could do to put a cap on this, but unfortunately, there's no way to put a cap on it, but just to continue to talk to the kids about the different things they could do. They can, you know, come together with another student and try to talk to the bully or deactivate the situation, you know, but it's a great thing. I appreciate it. Keep doing what you're doing. I didn't hear what state you're out of because you said that you go around, so maybe we can partner together because I give events all the time with the youth, and maybe that could be something that you could come out here and do some songs and talk to them about, you know, your experience and how you got where you are.
Absolutely. I would love to. We actually, when we do a presentation, we actually have a tour starting in Lake County. I'm from Florida. We have a tour starting in Lake County with the school board, and we have a big presentation. So it's a really elaborate, really exciting presentation. It's very informative. So the kids don't, because discover in the school system, not a lot of teachers actually, when a child's telling them, hey, somebody's bothering me, they actually think that child is being a tattletale or, you know, they don't really pay a lot of attention to it until something dramatic happens. And of course, only four children, one out of four teachers are responding child that is saying that they're being bullied. And so my goal and desire is to create a society within the school that is advised by an adult, but where the children become the advocate and the children learn how to de-escalate and the children be a voice, because if there's more than one person speaking up for this person, then maybe this person can get help. Maybe the situation can be solved if there's more than one person that's saying, hey, this is a problem and it needs to be acknowledged.
And I think you're so right. We have to do something to impact our society, because one of the things I'm noticing is our kids are becoming very inhumane. I mean, they don't look just to embarrass others when they bully them. They almost look to hurt them. You know, we had a case this year. I've been on the air a year, and we talked about how a group of girls killed one of the students in a high school in the Virginia area over a boy. And, you know, you don't send your child to school to be murdered by their peers. And it seems like all over the country we have juveniles just acting in such despicable ways, and certainly we have to do something to interfere with that, because they seem to get so much joy out of knocking each other out or stomping on each other, and a lot of this violence comes from those videos that they spend so much time watching.
Yeah, true. This is why we're trying to infuse positive music and inspirational music. And I even got questioned a little bit about being an advocate for anti-bullying awareness. Am I walking a thin line? Am I compromising my ministry? And I truly, personally feel that I'm not compromising my ministry by doing that, because we, the church, are supposed to be able to be the first people that can address. We are supposed to be the first. And so I'm encouraging other adults, if you hear a child, sometimes my daughter, I asked her why she never told me this, and she said to me, and her and I are very close, and she said to me that she didn't want me to worry about her. That, you know, and it's like, I'm wondering, did she kind of try to tell someone mildly, you know, what could I have done to have diffused that? What if she was successful in her attempt of actually committing the suicide? You know?
Oh, my God.
you know, that this is, that's just scary to me. So that's why I'm, you know, and I'm very close to my kids. And so I'm like, with me being as close as I am to my children, and I know when you're a working parent, we're so busy. You know, we're so busy, and then we got these social media, so everybody's on their phones during dinner time. You know, everyone's watching TV or so hardly eat at the dinner table together. You know, so it's like we're trying to come up with methods, and there's no one foolproof method. It needs a conglomerate of things together that we as a people need to all unite and try to come up with different ways that we can help diffuse this, because sometimes just talking about it makes a big difference. Just asking them about their day, and maybe, or you be that advocate for the child that may not want to talk to their parents, but they'll probably talk to you. You know, we have to make ourselves approachable as adults for other kids.
And one of the things, you know, I was an educator for 30 years. I retired this January. And one of the things I recognized, and I spent 10 years helping inmates to get their GED. And a lot of these young men were 18 and 19, and they were full of violence, and they just had violent behavior. And we have to seek to solve the problem before they get to their teens related to the violence they have within their spirit, and help them to understand that we're all human and that we need to respect humanity. And when you're going around kicking and slapping and mistreating each other, it shows a disrespect for life and humanity.
Yeah, and the child that is the bully, you never know what they're facing. Because my husband has a Christian dance academy that teaches Christian hip-hop and mime and contemporary, and there's actually some children that are there that are known to be the bully, and which is very different. We wasn't expecting that. But she had low self-esteem because she was bullied. And so because she was bullied, she became the aggressor, you know, because of the things that she faced. And so because sometimes they need to either feel validated or, you know, acknowledged or loved. There could be a series of things going on in the mind of the person that is the aggressor, or also known as the bully, that we need to not shun them, but embrace them as well and talk to them to see what's really going on.
And that's true. You know, you do have two people who can be looked at as victims. I know that when I look at the violence that goes on around our country, and we have one individual who's dead and another individual who's going to be locked up for the rest of his life, their behaviors, their death impacts two families in a very dramatic way. But we, as a country, not just as a race, people of color, we need to find a solution to why we're murdering and killing 30,000 plus people by gun violence every year.
Yeah, that those stories are so heartbreaking. That's actually what made me get off of social media for a while, because the stories, the gun violence, to have no respect for life. What happened? There had to have been a mental breakdown, and it's like, you know, what are Christians doing? What are we doing? Because I know we've been stripped from a lot of the things that we can talk about, you know, in the workplace, but we need to, you know, develop back that spirit of boldness to be able to reach out to those people that are lost. You know, was there something that happened in his childhood? And no one addressed the problem. They just ignored it and thought he was just weird, or she was weird, or, you know, we need to become more involved and more social and talk to people to find out what's really going on. Like, are you really, really okay?
And you're right. Let me ask you, you know, I'm going to put you on the spot because we're going to challenge you a little bit. On Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, we're always challenging people's attitudes or want people's opinions. You have three children ranging from ages, I think you said 18 to 3, is that right?
Yeah, I have four children.
Okay, four children. And so you're a mother. What is your feeling or your take now on the situation where women are now going to have to deal with transgender individuals wanting to use the restrooms of the selected gender versus the birth gender? Where do you fall on that? And as Christians, are we to become more liberal, or is the word what it's always been? Where do you fall on that?
Man, no, the word never changed. And I personally, I'm trying to be as nice about this as possible. I don't like it. I don't agree. But I'm so nervous for my kids because we live in this world now where right is looking wrong and wrong is looking right, according to the laws of the Lord. And all I can do, and I do have these talks with my kids, I just talk to them and let them understand what is right and what is wrong. But I don't like it. I really don't like this whole sharing the bathroom according to how you feel. Because my daughter told me, she's in high school, and she told me since they let this law happen, that now there are boys that are in the girls' bathroom that are not even transgender, but they will say that to the administrator just to be in the bathroom with their girlfriend. You know, it's like, what is really happening? Where are our standards? It's frustrating to me. And I'm going to leave it right there.
Well, you know, like I said, Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is here to challenge people and ask people to share their opinions. And certainly my opinion is very similar. But it's so interesting you said that, because that's one of the things I said to my audience, is there are always going to be people who use the rules to allow them to do things that they want to do that has nothing to do with them being transgender or with them, you know, they may just want to go in and be a part of the women's restroom or the women's locker room when they truly have no intentions of changing their gender.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's already been rape cases reported because of this situation. I'm like, it was already bad. But really, I mean, you know, and it's like for them to be, you know, to choose that, you know, I can use my spiritual beliefs, but from a legal standpoint, and we'll take spirituality off the table for a second, from a legal standpoint, it's not safe. It really isn't safe. I don't feel safe. I don't feel safe for my 8-year-old daughter to go into a restroom with knowing that, you know, a person can pretend that they are a female, even if they feel they're transgenders that way, but for those who are the perpetrators that use it to their advantage to be that way, but really with the ill intention of harming my child, that bothers me very, very much.
Well, we're going to take a short break, and we'll come back and finish our conversation. It is just so wonderful to have this opportunity to have you on the show, and we're going to continue our conversation and when we come back and continue to talk on the phone. We'll be back in just a second after these commercials.
Okay.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Welcome back to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. I want to just tell you guys, thank you so much for being out there, and we're just having a wonderful opportunity to speak to a new audience, talent that we know is going to be blowing it up real soon, and I just wanted to bring her to light. We got another caller out there, 1053. Give us your name, and let us know what questions you'd like to ask or what comments you'd like to make. 1053, are you out there? All right, Ms. Baptiste, what project are you presently working on that we can be looking forward to being completed that we could enjoy? Are you presently working on any projects right now?
Oh, man, am I? yeah, I have a couple of projects and a couple of amazing events, actually, that are taking place. I'm working on another album that will be released in November of this year, tentatively. I'm also going to be releasing my anti-bully project. It's a collaboration with a dance group called BAM. You can look them up on Facebook as well, B.A.M, which stands for Bust a Move. We're doing a music collaboration as well. That's for the anti-bullying. I'm also going to be featured in a play, a gospel play that's coming out September 3rd and 4th. Called I've Got Something to Praise God For. And that's going to be taking place right here in Orlando at the Orlando Faith Ministries International. And you'll start hearing advertisements of that on 94.5 if we have any listeners that listen to Star 94.5 and a few other local radio stations here in Orlando.
All right.
Oh, and also the Gift of Gospel, Gift of Life concert that's at Lake Eola, September 10th from 5 o'clock to 10 p.m. That's with Trans Life, which is an organization. And that's, of course, they're really wanting to create the awareness of the benefits of you being an organ donor, especially to our African-American community, which we do donate the least because of all the myths that are out there. But they are doing the Gift of Gospel, Gift of Life concert featuring Sassandra Lewis, who was on NBC, The Voice. She was like in the top two finalists. And I'll be featured there as well.
Outstanding. Well, we definitely want to support you, and I want to have all my listeners do whatever they can to come out to your different events. Let me ask you, do you have a band that accompanies you, or do you sing along with tracks? How do you do that when you sing live?
That's funny. As of now, I am singing along with tracks. I'm actually in a transitional phase where we are what we call piecing together a band. We're actually looking for a band to work with me on this new project, because the new project definitely has some different elements. I'm going to show a different side of myself because the first album was kind of all over the place because it featured so many different genres on my first album. And this one is going to be diverse as well, but I definitely want to incorporate a lot of worship-style music. So we are putting together a band, and, again, I am soliciting for, anyone that has an organized band already that's locally here in Orlando that will be looking to work on an international project. I definitely am interested. Please inbox me through Mercy J Music. By all means, please.
Well, I tell you what, I am a part of a team that runs the Wells Built Museum here in Orlando, and I would love to put together an opportunity for you to come and sing at our museum one evening. We're always trying to feature different talent in the area. So I would like to tell you that we need to put you on the calendar one evening to ask people in Orlando to come out and hear your talent and how fresh you sound and how up-to-date and liberal that you make gospel, and know that as long as it's gospel, it's going to be good. And so I want to extend that opportunity to you anytime that you want to place on your calendar the Wellsville Museum. We ought to put together an activity for those, the audience here in Orlando, to come out and listen to you.
Oh, I would love to, love to, love to, definitely. So you can go ahead and mark me down for that.
Well, like I said, you know, anytime, since I'm the director of the museum and a part of the board, I want to just let you know that we will make our facility available to you to do a program or a show. We're right across the street from the Amway Arena where the Magic plays, so we're centrally located. And I just think it'll be a great thing to have you come out and perform for us.
Oh, sure. Most definitely. Most definitely would love to. Be very honored. Very honored to support DJ James DeShay.
Well, let me ask you, are there any other things that you focus on and that you care about? You know, you talked about the bullying. You talked about reaching people there where they are with a new type of gospel music. You know, gospel has no sound. And you talked about even your husband participating in hip-hop and those kinds of things. Are there anything else on the table that you'd like to share with the audience?
There's so many projects. Some are in the works. Some I don't have the okay to say yet, give the green light to talk about yet. But, yeah, we actually are going to be, my husband and I are going to be a part of another television show that's supposed to be taking place August the 6th. Dr. Arnett Stubbs, she is a prophetess and evangelist here in Orlando, and she's going to be hosting the show. We just got that offer 2 days ago, so I don't even know the name of the show, to be honest with you, but Dr. Arnett Stubbs, if you're listening, shouts, kudos to you. Thank you for thinking of us. Her show is going to be a non-traditional Christian format where I guess people can just, you know, kind of talk it out and just talk about like how you're doing on your talk radio. And we're bringing other fresh segments to the show as well. Some things are still up for discussion, but that should be airing in the very near future in August. And it'll be on every Friday, Channel 49, Bright House Network at what time is that? 6 o'clock? At 6 o'clock, they'll be doing that every Friday.
Well, Ms. Baptiste, I've had a wonderful time with you, and I want just to keep you encouraged. I want you to know that Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is here for you. I want you to feel free to stay in touch with me and come back when anything is exciting happening in your life and you're doing what you're doing, because we just want to support you and people like you in such a way to help you not only reach the people here in Orlando, but people are all over the country related to what it is that you're doing. And we just, anytime someone is doing positive things, we want to highlight what they're doing and make sure that they have an opportunity to impact the world around us. And that's what Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is about. That's what Never Had It So Good Sports Media is about. It's about letting people know that we have to create the venues or the vehicles that we want to work for us. And so what you're doing now is helping to create a vehicle that lets people know that there's some people out there doing positive things, and we want to be a part of that force. So we're going to make you a part of the Thoughts, Love, and Reflection family and tell you that anytime you're doing something that is going to impact the world, we want you to be able to come on and share that with us. And so you are part of the team now. So you've been definitely recruited and selected, and we want you to be a voice to be reckoned with, because that's what we are.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate this opportunity. I just, you know, I want to be able to be of an encouragement for those who don't know how to balance being young, flying safe, that, you know, especially as a single, oh, my gosh, I was single for 7 years with children. I was a single mother for 7 years before I became married. And being single and trying to balance social life and trying to be a Christian is tough. And, you know, you got to have those social outlets that are safe, that you won't go too outside of the realm of the wheels and ways of the Lord, you know. And this, you know, I want to be the example of showing that you can have balance, even though I've married that. but you can have balance when you're balancing your Christian life, because, you know, that's the biggest thing when people are kind of teeter-tottering whether or not they want to totally commit to Christ. How are they going to, you know, feel like they're going to miss something? And you just got to know that in Him, everything, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose. And you can balance. There is balance there. There is some really great Christian music that will just make you want to dance and cut loose. There's some really great music out there, really good social outlets out there, as far as for people to come out and socialize. And you just got to look for them. But they're out there. Definitely out there. And if they're not,
well,
I
tell you what, that's
encourage you to do
it. Show in and of itself, because we always want to share with people, you know, how to live their lives and the difficulty there it is in living a Christian life. And certainly, I'm not, I haven't done it as effectively as I should 24/7. But we always want to give an opportunity for our audience to hear a message related on how to live life and have it, live it more abundantly and live it in success, because that's what's important. We all have been given talents. We all have a birthright, and God has given us a promise that He wants us to live our lives abundantly. So therefore, we want to encourage everybody to live their life in abundance and do what it takes to win your birthright and walk in success.
Absolutely. Well, I feel so honored and privileged to be a part of the team. Very excited to be a part of the team.
Well, we're definitely glad that you're in. We want you to come back and let us know what's going on in your life. We don't want this to be the last time. And so just make sure you know that every time something special is happening in your world, we want to make sure that everybody knows about it in our world. So just remember, and let's keep in touch and make that happen. We're coming to
Absolutely.
The end of another show, and we just want to thank you for being a part of it. And we'll let you have the last word before I say the last word.
Last word before the last word.
Yeah.
For those who are listening about my daughter, my 15-year-old, that was actually contemplating suicide and a victim of bullying, she's actually in the process of writing a book. So pray her strength in the Lord on that, and to keep our children covered and to remember that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. And that's it.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Baptiste. And we'll see you again soon. Guys, listen,
yes,
that's what Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is all about. It's about reaching out to people, giving them a voice, a vehicle to have their journey heard, their words heard, and so that we can benefit from that. We can benefit from knowing that there are people out there making things happen, and we want to be a part of that. We want to be a part of what makes things happen. And that's why Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is here. That's why Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network is here. We're all here to be a part of a team that you can use to have your voice be heard and make sure that what's exciting in your life is exciting in ours. This is Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network and your host, James T. Deshay. I will see you tomorrow, and we're going to make things happen.
Oh. Tune in each week to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, hosted by Arthur James T. Deshay.
Tune in and dial in Tuesday, 6 p.m., 657-383-0309. Thursday, 6 p.m., 347-855-8867. And Saturdays, 8 p.m., 657-383-0309. All times Eastern. James is the author of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, and also Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. We talk about everything that's happening in our world, anything that impacts the lives of our listeners. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, email us at djames82@aol.com or call 407-394-9819 for more information. That's Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, heard here on your favorite radio station, Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network.